Hello, friends, and welcome to Moments of Joy Monday, where we go through the book Creating Moments of Joy by Jolene Bracke. My name is Bailey Hillman, and I am so excited that you have decided to join me today. And we're going to go over the chapter Not Forgotten. So a couple months ago, I was consulting with a family member, and she was telling me a story about her taking her husband to Dairy Queen. And she said, you know, Bailey, that was the day that he forgot me. He wasn't able to recall who I was. He wasn't able to say my name. And as she told me this story, I could tell in her voice that she was devastated. She was heartbroken, feeling like her husband, who she had been married to for over 50 years, had forgotten her and was never going to be able to remember who she was again. You know, and I think as family members living with someone who has Alzheimer's disease and experiencing the disease process, eventually it happens to everyone. Eventually, they might not be able to recall your name, and they're not able to say who you are. But there's hope, because even though they don't recognize your face, even though they might not be able to recall your name or how you're related to them, they're going to remember how you made them feel. And a lot of times, that is what brings them moments of joy. Jolene goes over this in her chapter, Not Forgotten. And I usually don't read the entire chapter whenever we're doing these sessions. I usually just, you know, jump around and educate through it. But I think this chapter is incredibly important. And she does such an amazing job at explaining, you know, what is going on and giving hope that I feel like it's an important chapter to actually read. And don't worry, it's extremely short. But I feel like it is very impactful and that I'm not going to be able to do it justice otherwise. So here it is, Not Forgotten. This person may not recognize you, but he or she has not forgotten you. When we say they won't remember you, we are giving a hopeless message. Alzheimer's is not hopeless. You need to understand that she may not recognize you because she thinks of you as a child or as a young, handsome husband. I assure you, they have not forgotten you. This gentleman's name was Bud, and his wife has Alzheimer's. He decided to take his wife to the park where they used to go parking as teenagers. He leaned over, touched her cheek, and said, I love you. She said, I am sorry, sir, but my heart belongs to Bud. Now, he could look at the negative side and think, she doesn't know me. Or he could look at the positive side and say with a smile, she still loves me. Children with parents who have Alzheimer's, it's important to know that they have not forgotten you. A friend of mine has a mother with Alzheimer's, and my friend wished much for her mom that she would just say her name, Virginia. She wanted to know that her mom remembered her. During a care conference, a staff member told her that her mom carries around a small doll who she calls Virginia. This was the ultimate gift for her. Now she knows that her mom is holding her. The other fascinating discovery is they don't forget a tone of voice. They will recognize your voice far into the disease, but you have to get out of their sight in order for this to happen. A son went to visit his mom and walked down the hall and he called, Mom, she replied, Larry, Larry. But as soon as the son got close enough for her to see him, she didn't know who he was. A sister would visit her brother. During the visit, she would stand beside him, rubbing his back and giving him memories from their childhood. They would have pretty good conversation. But as soon as she came around the front and he saw her face, the wall would go up and he would be very confused. Now, I would like you to imagine another situation that happens frequently. A lady has Alzheimer's and she is in her own home where her husband is trying to take care of her. She is sitting in her chair and she looks over and sees a strange man sitting in her house. How was that going to make her feel in the moment? Scared? When is he going to leave? So then she scurries out of the house and goes to the neighbor's house to call 911 because there is a man in her home. Now I'd like for you to imagine how the husband feels when he has been married to this lady for 50 years and now his wife is frightened of him. When he tries to care for her, she hits him and cusses at him. How does he feel? Horrible. Unless he understands Alzheimer's. Let me share a story from a husband who was very creative when his wife was looking for him, but didn't recognize him. When my wife would ask for me, I knew that she didn't recognize me. I would go outside for about 5 minutes, and then I would come through the front door with my familiar, "Honey, I'm home. I'm going to be in the garage for a minute." As long as my wife didn't see me, it worked because she recognized my voice and thought that I was at home. Turn this around and imagine that the husband has Alzheimer's and that his wife is taking care of him. He is sitting in his house. He looks over and he sees an older lady with an apron on. The first thought he might have is, "Man, we're going to have some good cooking tonight." People with dementia only know what they see right now. Who do we associate a gray-headed lady with an apron? Grandma. Who do we feel safe with? Grandma. Who makes good food? Grandma. In most situations, it's much more difficult for a man to be a caregiver for his wife because she doesn't feel safe with a strange man. But for a man, we feel safe around someone who we associate with, Grandma. One more scenario that is a bit more painful. A daughter shared with me how when she visited her mom just swore at her and told her to get out of their home. So the daughter and her dad had to visit in another room. Through the tears, I imagine what the person with dementia was seeing, because they only know what they see right now. The mom doesn't recognize her daughter because her daughter, in her mind, is a little girl. So this woman coming into the home and going into another room with her husband is the other woman. If the daughter never understood why her mom was yelling at her and telling her to get out of the house, this response is going to happen over and over again. How do you think the daughter will eventually feel about her mom? But if the daughter understood what her mom was seeing, she may realize a better way to visit would be to bring flowers to her mom and have a note on there from her dad saying, "I love you." Then, visiting with her mom as if she was a friend or a neighbor or the flower delivery person. This might help reduce some anxiety. Daughters, it may be better to visit with your mom over the phone. Stick with me here. You know how it is when your brother calls from Alabama and he has a perfectly wonderful conversation with mom. He then shares with you, "Well, I think mom is fine. She sounds great." Well, the reason that they can have this perfectly wonderful conversation is because mom recognizes his tone of voice, but doesn't see his face. So she is talking to her boy. The boy will not believe there is anything wrong until he experiences his mom face to face. So the next time you need to leave town, suggest that your brother stay with your mom for the week. Only when he experiences what you have experienced for months will he believe that there is something that is wrong. A daughter was taking care of her mom. During the day, her mom would sometimes swear at her and not be very kind. But at night, when her mom was in bed in a darkened room, the daughter would sit next to her and her mom would then turn and say, "Where have you been?" That is when she knew that her mom recognized her. This daughter knew her mom despised her chin hairs, and if she tried to take them off during the day, she would get yelled at. So at night, when her mom recognized her tone of voice in the darkened room, she would say, "Mom, I see a couple chin hairs." And her mom would respond with, "Get them off. Get them off." And mom would thank her for getting them off. As the saying goes, all's well that ends well. So daughters and sons, when you come in to visit, bring your mom a picture of yourself whenever you were 4 years old. Be sure to kneel down when visiting, because then you become small, and they may have a moment of recollection because they see you as a child. Call your mom by her first name instead of saying, "Mom, do you remember me?" As soon as you say "Mom," she may become confused. Instead say, "Alice, I found this picture of Jenny in the attic. She was quite a tomboy. She liked to climb trees in that pink dress that you made her." Jenny can give her mom her memories back without her mom saying a word. And you never know, Jenny might even hear stories about herself she's never heard before. Or quite possibly, her mom might say, "I love Jenny." They may not recognize you, but they have not forgotten you. I think Jolene had a really good point in this chapter. And when she said, imagine what the person with dementia is seeing, and they only see what is right now. So anytime that you're getting a negative response from your parent, from your sibling, you know, from your spouse, make sure to try and put yourself in their shoes. So what are they seeing? They might not remember my face and who I am. So what are they seeing at the moment, and how can I eliminate some of the anxiety and stress that they might be going through? I know this is one of the hardest parts about the disease process for families. I mean, it is one of those times where, just like the family member that I was consulting with, like, she's going to remember that moment at that Dairy Queen for a long time, and it's going to cause her heartache. But the thing is if you can remember about the disease process, and if you understand what is going on, there are ways around it. Now, is everyone going to remember tone of voices? Is everyone going to be able to recall names? Is everyone going to be able to tell stories about their children, you know, whenever you pretend like you're not their child? No, not necessarily. But there's hope. Okay, there's hope, and there's ways that you can bring out positive feelings in your parent and your spouse, in your sibling. If you need some consulting, if you need some ideas, if you're at your wit's end and you just don't know what to do, please don't give up. Okay, they need you. They need to feel safe and secure. And even though you might feel like they don't feel that way when you're around them, we can help you figure out ways to reduce the anxiety and stress for both them and you as the caregiver. So give us a call. We're here to help. There's a lot of resources that if we can't help, we can always point you toward. So I encourage you today that if you have a loved one who has Alzheimer's disease and you've kind of given up, is to step into their shoes. Try to look at the situation as the here and the now, and what might they be seeing. Again, thanks for joining today, and I hope that you like these podcast series. If you will, subscribe to them so that you get updates whenever they're posted, and we hope that we can meet the needs of our listeners. If you have questions, or if you have a topic that you really would like to hear about and some advice on, please leave comments or send us emails. We love to try to give you information that will be helpful to you in caring for the person that you love. Again, remember, look past the disease process, look past the dementia, and remember to see the person. Have a great day.